知道我们来到感恩节的季节。
And it's the Thanksgiving season.
我们有很多的恩典要感谢主。
And there's many grace we are thankful for our Lord.
我相信啊，在感恩节的时候啊，无论你在教会、在家中、在亲戚朋友的聚会中，我们都有很多的恩典要感谢。
During Thanksgiving season, whether in family gathering or church gathering, we have many things to be thankful.
有人说，我可能去年一年好像有很多不顺利的事情。
Many people may think that there's a lot of difficulty in the past year.
好像没有什么恩典可以感谢。
And maybe you think there's nothing to be thankful for.
其实我们要思想。我们每一位在主里重生得救的神的儿女。
That we have to think about our reborn in Christ.
都有一个恩典要感谢。
There is always a grace to be thankful.
什么恩典？
What grace?
神的救恩。
God's salvation.
神在万人中拣选了我们。
God selects us among thousands of people.
让我们不属于这个世界。
Let us not belong to the world.
并且为我们预备了天家。
But also prepared heaven for us.
如果我们常常真实地默想这个恩典的话，我们每天都会不停地发出感谢。
So whenever we think about this grace, every day we are thankful.
因为世人一步一步地走向灭亡。
Because the people on earth are going through death.
我们一步一步地走向荣耀。
That we go toward the glory.
所以我今天跟大家分享啊，就是恩典。
So what I'm going to share today is about grace.
和律法啊。
And law.
刚刚我们读的经文就是恩典是从哪里来的？
So let's we just read the scripture and talk about where the grace is coming from.
恩典的对象是谁？我们感恩的对象是谁？
Who are thankful for?
上帝是爱，领导我们就是恩。
God is love and lead us to be grace.
所以今天我们的题目就是恩典与律法。
So the topic today is grace and law.
恩典和律法都是从神来的。
Grace and law all come from God.
都是神的话。
It's all come from the word of God.
但是功用有不同。
But they have different functions.
我们来看一下整本圣经。
And let's look at the Bible in whole.
整本圣经把人类的时代按照圣经把人类的时代分成七个时代。
So in the whole Bible have separated people's life in seven genre.
第一个就是无罪时代。
The first genre is the sinless era.
这个时代在圣经上描述的不太多。
This era have not described much in the Bible.
就是伊甸园亚当夏娃犯罪堕落以前跟神同在的那个时代。
It's the era before Adam and Eve sinned and when they still with God.
我们从圣经中知道那个时代神和人是合一的。
So from the Bible we know that in that era people and the God are together.
人和人也是合一的。
And people and people are unified.
因为亚当说过夏娃她是我骨中的骨肉中的肉。
Because Adam said that even he is my bone or bone.
第二个时代
In the second era
我们知道人堕落犯罪被神赶出伊甸园。
So we know that people sin and been chased away from Garden of Eden.
那时候人不知道律法。
And that time people does not know law.
人就是按照自己的良心在做事。
And the people use their own conscience to do things.
但是人的良心又是非常的不可靠。
But people's conscience is not reliable.
所以神希 兴起了大洪水。
And so God raised a big flood.
其中只有一家人，我们知道是挪亚，他们的良心的光还可以。
So the only family they saved is Noah, because his family's light and conscience.
所以在良知时代，人的良心不可靠。
So in the conscious era, people's conscience is not reliable.
所以我们常常听人说，我凭着良心做事，我凭着良心说话，你知道我们的良心是不可靠的。
So a lot of time we hear people doing things by their conscience, we also know it's not reliable.
所以遍地充满了罪恶，神不得不兴起大洪水。
So all over is full of sins, so God has to raise the flood.
挪亚以后，人就开始也不按照良心，也没有律法，就个人随着自己的意思偏行己路。
So after Noah, there is no conscience, and people by living by their own will.
圣经要讲人要造巴别塔。
So at that time, Bible say that people is building the Tower of Babel.
他们说要把这个塔造通天啊，要通到天上去。
So they want to build a tower that goes straight to heaven.
他们要把人跟神同等。
And so they want to make human and God equal.
这种时代的传言我们还记忆犹新，人地圣天。
So we also know that we still remember that we're thinking that God must win over, people must win over God.
组织起来，团结就是力量。
And we thought unified between people is the power.
这种人治的时代，它的痕迹，今天仍然我们可以看到。
We can still see people trying to unify and trying to make it happen.
后来我们知道神知道人根本就无法治理自己。
So after that we know that people cannot manage themselves.
所以神开始干预人的历史。
So God have to interfere with human history.
他在人中拣选了亚伯拉罕。
Among all people he selected Abraham.
跟亚伯拉罕比约。
And then said a commitment with Abraham.
给亚伯拉罕有应许
and also give Abraham promises.
所以那个时候是应许时代。
So that's the promise era.
在亚伯拉罕时代还是没有律法。
And during the Abraham era, there's no law.
亚伯拉罕也知道靠良心站不住。
Abraham also know that promise, the conscience is not reliable.
亚伯拉罕的特点。就是靠着信心抓住什么应许。
The special character of Abraham is to rely on faith and promise.
所以亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父。
So Abraham is the father of faith.
因为神应许他，我要祝福你的后代，要让你的后代像天上的星、海中的沙那么多。
Because God promised him and his ancestor that he is going to bring him to him.
亚伯拉罕特点就是相信。
And the character of Abraham is belief.
这个叫应许时代。
And that is promise era.
啊，那个时代我们知道亚伯拉罕后面的人就开始实信对约。
So after Abraham, we know in the Bible that people start to lose their faith.
神是信实的，他是守住他的应许的。
But God is faithful; God keeps His promises.
但是亚伯拉罕的后代就开始慢慢离开了神的应许，离开了神的约。
But after Abraham, people have escaped from the promise and not alone.
我们如果读旧约的话，我们就知道，啊，他们就开始慢慢的离开神，甚至拜偶像。
And so when we read the Old Testament, we also see that how people escape from God and start to worship idols.
然后我们知道，就是律法时代。
Now we're going through the rule of laws.
律法 是从摩西开始的。
The law coming from Moses.
律法是很好的。
The law is really good.
当时神赐给以色列人律法的时候，地球上各个民族还不知道神的意思，都不知道怎么生活，没有标准。
When God gives the people Israel laws, people does not understand what is the law for, what is the standard for.
所以以色列人是得天独厚，他知道神的心意是什么，他有律法的标准。
So Israel have the blessing from the law.
比如说，他们知道神只有一位独一的神。
For example, they know that God is the only one.
在那个时候，各民族大部分是多神的。
Around that time, many other tribes, they have multiple gods.
那个时代差不多相当于我们夏商周的时代，中国的时代。那个时候，独一真神这个概念在中华民族中还不是很独特，或者不是很清楚的。
So that era is equivalent to the era in China, Xia Shangzhou era. And at that time, the unison of God is not understandable.
所以以色列人有神的律法本来是一件好事。
So Israel people have God's law is a good thing.
律法的核心就是你遵守了律法你就蒙福，你违背了律法你就亏损。
So the core of the law is if you abide by the law, you will be blessed. When you disobey from law, you will be punished.
所以以色列人在律法下生活了很多年。
So Israel have lived by the law for many years.
但是我们读旧约，我们就知道以色列人在律法下是失败的。
But when we read the Old Testament, we also know that Israel people have failed when they live under the law.
律法让他们知道罪，但是不能让他们胜过罪。
The law have helped people to understand what is sin, but cannot help the people overcome the sin.
神不断地拯救，他们不断地犯罪，不断地拯救，不断地犯罪，最后就亡国。
God has saved Israel people many, many times, but people still sin, and into the ending, the Israel, the whole country have dismissed.
所以律法时代，在摩西一直到耶稣。
So in the law era is from Moses to Jesus.
那今天我们是什么时代？
Now what kind of era we are at right now?
恩典和真理是从耶稣基督来的。
Grace and truth is come from Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督下来就是带下了恩典和真理两样东西。
When Jesus Christ come down to earth, he bringing grace and truth.
所以我们现在是在恩典时代。
So we are at the grace era.
圣经上有人也把它称为教会时代。
In the Bible, some people call it the church era.
律法时代有没有教会啊？
During the law era, is there a church?
以色列人没有教会的，以色列人是会堂。
And Israel people does not have church.
所以教会时代是恩典时代。
So the church era is the grace era.
因为耶稣下来以后，十字架的宝血它流出了教会。
And because after Jesus Christ sacrificed for us, His blood leave us church.
所有相信主耶稣宝血的人，就成为教会的神儿女。
So whoever believes in Jesus Christ, he becomes the son and daughter of the church.
所以我们这个时代的人比任何时代的人都要有感恩的心，因为我们蒙受了天上下来的独一的恩典。
So we have to be extra thankful because we are in the era that we receive the blessing, the only blessing from God.
按照圣经，最后一个时代还没有到，快到了。
according to Bible, the last era has not arrived, but almost here.
那就是国度时代。
And that's a new heaven and earth era.
新天新地。
It's a new heaven and earth.
很多读经的人知道这个时间已经非常非常近了。
So many people who read the Bible will notice that it's coming closer to us.
主耶稣的脚步已经在教会的门口了。
And Jesus Christ's step have come into the door.
所以我们现在所处的这个时代就是一个恩典时代即将结束国度时代马上就要开始的这么一个交接点上。
So we are the transition point between the grace era and the new heaven era.
为什么传福音这时候特别重要？
Why is the most important time to share gospel right now?
国度时代就没有救恩了。
So during the new heaven era, there's no salvation.
国度时代是审判。
During the new heaven era, it is all judgment.
除非来的话，没有赦免审判了。
So when Lord come again in the new heaven era, there's no more forgiveness. It's only judgment.
所以为什么国度时代迟迟不来？等到两千年到今年还没到。
So why the new heaven era is not coming yet?
神的爱。
Because God loves us.
恩典时代有赦免的。
Because during the grace era, there's forgiveness.
恩典时代还有饶恕的。
During that era, we get all the blessing.
所以我们在这个感恩节的季节，我们要想到我们是蒙了多大的恩典。
So during the Thanksgiving season, we have think about how much grace we have received.
好，我们来读这一段希伯来书三章第一节到第三节，好吧？我们一起来，同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为死者。为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样，他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更得尊荣啊。
Hebrews chapter 3:1-3. Therefore, holy brother and sister, who share in heaven calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, who you acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to one who appointed him, just Moses as faithful of God's house. Jesus had been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as builder of a house as greater honor than the house itself.
所以圣经上很清楚的，就是律法是从摩西带来的，是神的话，好的。
So from the Bible we can see very clearly, law is come from Moses, it's the words of God, it's good.
恩典是从耶稣基督来的，更好。
The grace is come from Jesus Christ, it's even greater.
他们的差别在哪里？
What's the difference between law and grace?
我们读这段圣经，马太福音11:11-15啊。我们一起来，我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个信起来大过施洗约翰的，然而天国里最小的比他还大，有耳可听的就应当听。
Matthew 11:11 Truly I tell you, among those born of women there was have no reason anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Whoever has ears, let him hear.
约翰，施洗约翰是处于一个什么时代？
Which era does John come from?
他在律法时代的结束和恩典时代的开始那个交接，施洗约翰出现了。
So John coming from the transition between the grace period and the law period.
所以耶稣对他的评价非常高，他说。凡妇人所生的，没有一个大于施洗约翰的。
So God gave John a very high standard, say that yet whoever's John have risen anyone greater than John.
施洗约翰的生活也非常特别。
And John's life is also very special.
他几乎不食人间烟火的。
I mean, he almost doesn't live like a human.
他生长在旷野里。
He lived in the wilderness.
吃的是蝗虫蚁蜜。
What he eats is bugs and wild honey.
他是一个最圣洁的，在当时的时代。
He's the most holy person at that time.
所以就是说，夫人所生的没有一个大过施洗约翰。
So that's why Jesus say, among those former women, have not risen anyone greater than John.
那天国里的人，最小的比他大。天国里的人是谁啊？
So in heaven, the smallest one is bigger than him.
恩典时代中，因着耶稣宝血成为神的儿女的最小的一个人，都要大过律法时代那个最圣洁的，就这个意思。
So what it means over here, during the grace period, whoever is even the smaller than grace period is bigger than the John, the biggest one in the law period.
有时候我们想都不敢想啊。最小的一个，在基督里面，都要比施洗约翰多大。
So something we can't imagine us being the grace period, even we are the smallest one, we're still bigger than John in the low period.
是我们做得好。
And not because we do better things than John.
你跟施洗约翰比比看。
We can't compare with John.
我们是学问的，在耶稣眼里看为比他大，因为什么？耶稣的救恩和宝血。
And the reason why God sees us bigger than John because God's salvation.
律法时代的人没有的呀。
In the low era, they do not have that.
他们哪里有救恩呢、啊、
？They do not have salvation.
他们哪里有神的生命呢、啊、
？They don't have God's life.
耶稣还没下来。
Jesus have not come down to save them yet.
所以神讲了这个话，有耳可听的就应当听。
And so God say, whoever has ear, let him hear.
所以有时候我们生活在这个时代上，我们不要轻看自己的身份了。
So during this era, we don't want to look down ourselves.
看到有权的，看到有地位的，看到有势力的，不要去跟他们计较。我们的地位在神眼里是非常高的。
So we don't want to compare ourselves to whoever is rich, whoever is famous, because in God's eye, we have higher place than those people. They are not comparable to us.
Amazing grace.
It is amazing grace.
You are content,
whoever has ear, let him hear.
特别在这感恩节的季节，我们要反复的默想这么大的恩典竟然在我们身上。
Especially in this Thanksgiving season, we have to think about this is amazing grace among us.
这个恩典就是因着耶稣基督的宝血。
And the grace is come from the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们再来读一遍希伯来书十一章九章十一节到十四节，来，但现在基督已经来到，不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃是用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。若山羊和公羊的血，牛犊的灰洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人承受，身体圣，何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵借给神。他的血岂不更能洗净你们的良心，除去你们的死心，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
Hebrews 9:11-14. But when Christ did not enter by means of blood of goat and place, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bull and the ashes of heifer and sprinkle on those who are ceremonial unclean sacrifice them so that they are unworthy clean. How much more? Then will the blood of Christ who threw the eternal spirit over himself unbalanced to God cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God.
旧约时代律法下的时代人见神也要血。
So in the Old Testament era,that when you want to see God, you have to be selected.
他们用什么血啊？
And they have what kind of blood they use?
他们用动物的血。
they use the blood from the animal.
他们必须带动物进入到圣殿。
They have to bring the animal to the sanctuary.
然后用动物的血洁净他们的罪。
And use the animal blood to clean their things.
而且洁净那一次的罪，以后还要不断的。你只要来到圣殿，你就要带动物来献祭。
So every time they sin, they have to bring the animal to sanctuary to wash their sins.
我家里现在养了羊。
On my house, we have some goats.
不是献祭用的。
It's not for sacrifice.
你们看到我每个礼拜天牵着羊跑到这里来杀的。
And you don't see me bring those every Sunday to the church.
那我就变成犹太教啊。
Then I become Jewish.
为什么你们不牵羊牵公羊来杀？
And why you don't bring a lamb to the sanctuary either?
你们就这么胆子大跑到圣所来了。
And you dare come to the sanctuary without the lambs?
我们是什么？耶稣的宝血。
We able to come here because Jesus' blood.
我们相信主，我们受洗，接受主，我们就是相信耶稣的宝血洗净了我们。
Because we baptize, we believe in God.
而是一次洁净，永远洁净。
And we believe that Jesus Christ's blood cleans once and forever.
我们来身上有耶稣基督的血。
When we come over here, we have blood of Jesus.
神看我们有是。耶稣基督的血就让我们能够来到他的圣所跟他会面。
And because God see we have Jesus Christ's blood, He will allow us to come see Him.
动物的血不能跟主的宝血相提并论。
And His blood is not comparable to Jesus Christ's blood.
更何况人的血根本不能比。
And not only say that people's blood cannot be compared.
人的血是有罪的。
Human's blood is sinful.
它不能赐给我们永生。
He cannot give us forever life.
它不能赦免我们的罪。
He cannot solve our sin.
这是基督教信仰最基本、最重要的一个真理。我们是在恩典中靠着耶稣基督宝血得救的一群人。
And that's the most important principle in Christian. We are saved by Jesus Christ's blood.
这是最基要的真理教义。
And that's the most important principle.
所以律法时代，它是用动物的血。
So during the law era, people use animal blood.
恩典时代是用主的血。
In the grace era, we use Jesus Christ's blood.
如果主不下来，
If Jesus didn't come down,
我们怎么能够有他的血？
How can we receive his blood?
主下来，并且为我们死，他的血流出来了，相信的人就紧紧抓住这个宝血，就在宝血里得平安、得永生、得赦免、得拯救，一切都在宝血中成功了。
When Jesus comes down, we believe Him, we receive His blood, we receive the blessing, we receive the peace and salvation and forgiveness. So what is the last hope when Jesus cried down on the cross for us? He said, finished.
He said, finished. 他的救赎大功成了。
So what's finished is His salvation.
我们在这里就是我们的宋姊妹宋姊妹啊，叫她的妈妈。
Last night we have memorial service over here for our sister Song.
我为什么相信她在天上？
But why do you believe that she's going to heaven?
你看到了？我看到了。你有没有看到？我们是相信主的宝血就是有功效，他只要在主的宝血中，他一定在主的怀抱中。
We believe that Jesus Christ's blood have the function.
这就是我们是信念啦，我们完全是靠信活着的。
And that's our belief. We live by our belief.
我们讲他安息主怀，能够添加，我们就相信就是事实，因为他有宝血。
When we say that she is rest in peace, she's going to heaven because we believe that she has Jesus Christ's blood.
我们来看看啊，这个彼 教一下律法和恩典的差别。
Let's look at the comparison between grace and law.
那律法的典型的代表，在旧约中就是十诫。
So the great example of law in the Old Testament is the Ten Commandments.
所以读经的人常常把它称为摩西十诫，因为摩西传下来的。
So when we read Bible, most people call it Moses' Ten Commandments.
这是什么话？这个是什么话？啊，律法是什么话
？Law is the word from God.
你看看，它里面每一句都有个什么？不可，不可，不可。你说吧，哎呀。
Yeah, in the Ten Commandments, you can see every command have you shall not.
这个就是律法时代神对人的要求。
So that's the requirement in the law era.
神希望人遵守他的律法。
God wants people obey by His law.
遵守了就祝福他。
When people obey, they will be blessed.
违背了，他就要受亏损。
When they disobey, they will be punished.
我们读旧约就这么很清楚的。
When we read Old Testament, it's very clear.
恩典时代的要求是耶稣的八旬为经典。
So in the grace period, we can see the Jesus' eight blessings.
有人说是登山宝训。
Some people say that is the words when they go into a mountain.
我去过以色列，到了登山宝训，耶稣讲登山宝训那个地方，现在有个教堂。
So when I go to Israel, I have to see over where they give the blessing. There's a church.
那个地方非常漂亮。
Over there is very beautiful.
在沙漠地带，竟然有这么一个啊，绿荫丛丛啊，树木啊，花草。长满了那个小山的那个地方，非常漂亮。现在还是这样子。
It is like the oasis in the desert, full of plants, even among the desert.
你看八福怎么讲呢
？So let's look at the eight blessing.
虚心的人有福了，哀痛的人有福了，都是有福有福。
The among the eight blessing, you will see that all the blessings are.
你读上去跟那个不可不可，你的感觉怎么样
？So how that compare to you shall not？
这个叫恩典时代，恩典的。
And this is the grace period。
他没有说骄傲的人有祸。
He didn't say that whoever pride is condemned。
他就说虚心的人有福了，他希望我们成为虚心的人。
And he said, "Whoever is humble, who is, they are blessed."
He 他非常尊重我们的自由意志。
He's very respect of our free will.
神把自由意志赐给我们，他也非常尊重我们的自由意志。
God gives us a free will. He also respect our free will.
你可以虚心，你也可以不虚心。
You can be humble. You can also be not humble.
但是虚心的人有福了，因为。美国是他们的，美国是他们的不得了了，是吧？你那个成为虚心的美国是你就不得了了，你美国是上最富的。他讲什么？运气大不大？天国。
And whoever is humble, they are blessed because what they have is a country, not just America, is heaven.
他让我们选择呀。
He let us to have a choice.
他那个骄傲的人有祸了啊。
He didn't say that whoever is pride is condemned.
恩典时代，神就是非常谦卑的。
During the grace period, God is very loving.
充满着爱。
He is full of love.
律法，你看，除了不可不可以外，它基本上讲的是注重的是外表的行为。
So during the law, Ten Commandments, you can see, not you shall not also see the old things that in the superficial.
你读十诫和包括以后在立位记都是讲行为生活。
So when you read the Ten Commandments, it's all about behavior. It's about how people live.
重要不重要？非常重要。
It is a very important part.
但做不出来吧？
But it's hard to do.
这个讲了什么？讲生命的性情，讲理念。
So when
虚心、哀痛、温柔，全是性情上的事情啊。
So in the blessed in the grace era, it all talk about internal.
恩典是到是讲生命的性情。
And grace is talk about the internal changes.
生命性情带出来的行为是神所喜悦的。如果你靠自己做出来的那个行为是误差事的。
So coming from inside your heart is what God is looking forward to love.
就律法时代下的人和恩典下面的人是不一样的。
So the, there's a difference between law era and the grace era.
律法时代的人，他没有当时没有恩典。因为没有耶稣基督下来道成肉身，所以他没有那个生命。
So during the law era, there is no blessing because there is no life because Jesus Christ have not arrived yet.
所以真正承认神所喜悦的人不多，在旧约时代。
So during the Old Testament, there's not many people God love.
到恩典时代就不一样了。
During the grace period, it's a big difference.
我们讲过。我上次讲过称义成圣的荣耀。
And like last time I talked about that, humble and super justness and with glory and blessing.
Okay, sorry. 所以我们是被神为算为义，我们不好，我们不好，是吧？我们知道我们信主了啊，我们有时候也有软弱跌倒啊，我们。需要神的宝血啊！但是神称我们为义，算我们为义，这就是恩典嘛，恩典嘛，恩典是白白的，又不是你赚来的。
So sometimes when we fail in our life, we still are being cherished by God because God has saved us and give us the life.
那么人家问了，恩典和律法在功能上到底有什么区别？因为他们都是神的话，都是真理。
So what's the difference between law and grace? Because they both come from God's words and they're all truths.
我们知道称义以后就是成圣。
So we know that seeking the truth.
Sanctification.
And, oh, sanctification then it become the.
就是成圣，就是对付罪呀。
And so the sanctification was against the sin.
他们两个都是帮助人对付罪，都是让人成为圣洁的。
So both love and grace are also helping people to fighting against sin to be holy.
区别在哪里？
What's the difference between two?
律法让人知罪。
Law let us know what is our sin.
恩典帮助人赦罪。
And the grace help people overcome the sin.
哪个好？
Which one's better?
律法定罪，恩典赦罪。
The law admits the sin.
律法 ，sorry，
for the grace I forgive the sin。
律法没有怜悯，恩典满了怜悯。
And law there is no forgiveness, but during the grace is full of forgiveness。
律法注重外表行为。
The law is focused on external behavior。
恩典看重内在的生命。
The grace is focused on your internal life。
第五点，律法是靠自己。
The law is based on themselves.
恩典是靠耶稣。
Grace is on Jesus.
区别就在这里。
And those are the differences.
我们是属于恩典时代的人。
We are in the era of the grace.
整本旧约的历史就告诉我们，人在律法下是。失败的是受咒诅的。
So in the Old Testament, you can see that people living in the law is failing.
如果律法能让人成圣，耶稣就不要下来了。
So if the law can help people become holy, there's no need for Jesus Christ come down to us.
那耶稣下来干什么呢？
Why Jesus Christ come down to earth?
所以 是给我们的看待，他们都是对着这个帮助人成圣的，毫无疑问。
So over here we can see that they both help people to overcome the sin.
但是功能完全不一样。
But the functions are different.
这里就是耶稣的恩典和他的宝血在中间起了巨大的作用，成让这两个完全分开。
And that's what's special about Jesus Christ's blood, and to make a significant difference between law and grace.
动物的血变成主的宝血。
From animal's blood to Jesus Christ's blood.
和你变成洗礼。
From separation to circumcision.
很关键，是，所以这个就区别就在。这里我们看下面一段话，我们一起来读好吧。罗马书啊，这是保罗写的，罗马书第七章第六节。来，但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主要按照圣灵的新样，不按照遗物的旧样。
In Romans 7:6, but now by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code.
所以我们在恩典时代有圣灵，有神的，有主的生命和主的宝血。
So during the grace period, we have Holy Spirit, we have a God's blood.
我跟大家讲一个小故事。
I'm going to tell you a small story.
一个农村里的农夫王大爷挑100斤担子从他的村庄到县城里去。
So there's a farmer in the village carry a hundred kilogram of the things over from one village to the other.
他要把这批货送到县城去卖。
So you want to carry this thing to the city to sell.
That's正好路上开了一辆空的卡车回县城去。
So in the meantime, there are two truck coming to the city.
这个司机看到这个老人挑担很累。
So the driver of the truck seeing this old man carry this heavy stuff.
他就叫他上卡车，搭顺风车送到他县城里去。
So the truck driver wanted to give this old farmer a ride.
这个老人从来没坐过车。
This old farmer never rode a truck before.
他到了车上，那个担子还放在肩上。
When he arrived the truck, he sat in the truck. He still carried that 100 kilogram on himself.
他以为可以帮助那个司机减轻一点负担。
He thought because he carried those heavy stuff, he would help the truck driver.
他在恩典时代里还用旧叫什么？遗人的旧样没放过。
So during the grace period, he's still using the old master. He has not given up.
他在恩典时代中还照着律法来生活。
During the grace period, he's still living the life like in the law era.
那个车已经让他免费的宰了，你把担子放下来，不是麻烦吗？烦。劳苦担重担的人带我在你面前，这耶稣允许吗？你放下来。
Yeah, the truck would be easier for him to release this heavy stuff.
但是他放不下来，他挑重的担子。
But he can't leave this heavy stuff because he's used to carry them.
甚至我们的使徒保罗都有这样的经历。
So even our Paul have a go through this kind of experience.
保罗是什么样的人？
Only person is Paul.
他的前半生在律法时代。
So he's half of his life in the law era.
他的后半生进入恩典时代。
Half his life in the grace period.
对不对？他在这个转折过程当中，他非常的痛苦。
In the transition between grace period and the law period, Paul is very suffering.
他在律法时代中，他说我苦啊苦啊。
In the law era, he keeps saying that he's suffering.
这就是他教人的句话。
This is what he said.
我们一起来读好吧。来，我也知道，在我里头，就是在我肉体之中，没有良善，因为立志为善留给我，只是行出来留不得我。不此我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
I know that good itself does not do well in me, that is, my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this is I keep on doing.
保罗甚至在律法时代都可以算一个圣徒了。
So Paul, during the law era, became the holy person.
他是法利赛中的法利赛人。
So he's the most holy person.
按照人看，他几乎完全遵守了律法。
As you can see, he followed the law one by one.
但是为什么叫苦啊？
But why he's still suffering?
他知道罪，但是他胜不了罪啊。
He knew about sin, but he cannot overcome the sin.
然后你读到罗马书第八章啊，他说感谢主，耶稣基督释放了我。
But when you read in Romans chapter 8, you will see he say, "Thankful Lord, He released us."
在大马士上路上的光，神完全用宝血释放了他。
And Jesus Christ used His blood completely release him.
你看他后面的工作。
And you can see his work later on.
全是把荣耀归给主啊。
It's all in the glory to God.
恩典的工作。
It is all the work of grace.
而且甚至到了生命的后期，这个恩典都让他发出这样的讲话：“我是罪人中的罪魁啊！”恩典就这么样作用，让你看到你连谁都不如，你是真正在恩典中的人。
So in later on of his Paul's life, he seen that himself is the head of the sin, and that's the work of grace.
罗马书就是反复的，保罗反复的讲因信称义，宝血的功效。
So in Rome, Paul repeatedly say that it is Jesus' blood.
那他自己的经历啊。
With his experience.
其实我想我们有不少，包括我自己，在侍奉主的过程当中，开始的时候都有点律法的观念，包括我自己。
So among you, kind of like me, when we serve, we have the same thinking as the law era.
所以圣经是把旧约摆在前面的。
So like Bible, we put Old Testament in front.
但是后来神慢慢的光照
And because of life and more later on
我们知道只有恩典才能让我们重生，只有恩典才能让我们能够继续的走在这条路上。
We know that only grace can help us to be holy, only grace to help us continue to be on this road.
我回想起来，我早期侍奉的时候，可能也用律法伤过一些弟兄姊妹。
So now I think about my past, when I served, maybe I hurt some brother sister by law.
甚至伤过我自己家里的孩子。
And sometimes hurting my own son.
因为我没有恩典。
Because I do not carry the grace.
我怎么能把恩典给人家呢？
And I can't give the grace to other people.
这个就是恩典
and this is grace.
所以耶稣基督讲了恩典，圣经讲了恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
So the Bible says that grace and law all come from Jesus Christ.
恩典和祝福有什么区别？
What's the difference between grace and blessing?
Grace and blessing 这是不知道
The difference between grace and blessing
我们都希望要神的祝福
We all want to receive God's blessing
但神赐给我们是恩典
But what God gives us is the grace
什么叫恩典？
What is grace?
我们不配得的。
We don't deserve it.
白白的。
We receive it without any effort.
所以恩典是从耶稣基督来的。
Grace is coming from Jesus Christ.
耶稣有没有代下队长呢？
Jesus Christ, does he carry the law with him?
圣经上讲律法是从摩西来的。
The Bible says the law is come from Moses.
耶稣恩典和真理是从耶稣基督来的。
But the grace and truth is coming from Jesus Christ.
我们信耶稣就是恩典啊。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, we have to believe in grace.
我们就仰望恩典啊。
We have to look forward to grace.
耶稣讲过，你遇到我什么都不能做的。
And Jesus said that without me, you can't do anything.
你们做出任何一件事情，都是来在你们身上恩典。
Anything that you do is a grace from me.
恩典的时代，人不能夸口的呀。
In the grace period, we cannot put all the glory on ourselves.
律法时代就能夸口。
In the law period, you can praise yourself.
就有定罪。
And there is all numerous things.
就有指责。
And there is punishment.
恩典时代不会的。
During grace period, there's none of that.
因为这不是我做的。
Because this is not a work from me.
是神的恩典做的。
It's a grace. It's a work from grace.
荣耀都归给神。
All the glory going to God.
我什么任务？我就是个罪魁。
And all we will need is be that head of the sins.
就是意思。
And that's what this means.
耶稣也讲过，真理是从哪来的
？Jesus also said that where is the truth coming from?
他说我就是真理。
He said, "I am the truth."
他不是说我的话是真理，我的话当然是真理，但是他是说，他为什么不说我的话是真理？
He didn't say that my word is the truth. He said, "I am the truth." Why is that?
所以他说耶稣的话不是真理。
He didn't say that his word is not truth.
但他为什么说我就是真理？
He emphasized, "I am the truth."
他告诉你和我。真理不是一套道理，真理是一个生命啊，真理是人啊，是一个人啊。
He tells us that truth is not a theory, truth is life.
我们记得耶稣被带到罗马巡抚比拉多的跟前。
So we remember the story when Jesus came to Rome.
耶稣说：“我特为真理做见证。”
Jesus said that I am going to testify for truth.
比拉多问他一句什么话？
Pilate asked me.
什么是真理？ What?
What is truth?
什么是真理？
What is truth?
耶稣回答了吗？
How did Jesus reply?
耶稣回答了吗？
Did he reply?
耶稣没有回答。
Jesus does not reply.
他问错了。
Because he asked wrong.
他应该问 Who is the truth?
And he should ask, who is the truth?
他想以为真理是一套道理，耶稣带下了一套道理。耶稣说 No, I am the truth.
So he was saying that what the truth is a theory, but Jesus saying No, I am the truth.
耶稣带下来是一个生命。
What Jesus brought down is a life.
这个生命就是真理。
And this life is the truth.
真理不仅仅是说出来，真理更重要的是什么？活出来。这是生命的问题啊。
The truth is not.
所以耶稣根本就没回答他。我不再跟你讲道理，我再跟你讲我是谁啊。
Truth is not just what you say, it's how you live. So that's why Jesus Christ does not reply.Because it is not a theory, it's who I am.
昨天我们开追思礼拜。
Last night we have a memorial service here.
很多弟兄姊妹来回顾宋姐妹宋阿姨当年一些值得留念的事。
And many brothers and sisters are here in memory of our sister.
宋阿姨有没有真理？有没有真理？
Does our sister do she carry truth?
她有没有带过圣经？
Does she read Bible?
她有没有站在这里讲过道？
Does she come here preach to everybody?
我相信她今天在这里，大概我讲的到她的半，大概都还不太清楚。
And probably half of what I say, she probably does not understand.
她有没有真理？
But does she carry truth?
昨天那么容易见证，她把真理活出来了，她都说出来了，她把真理活出来了。真理是个生命啊，真理是个人啊，根本不是个道理啊。
So many people have testified last night. She came here. She living in the truth, not just saying the truth.
真理是一个人，教会就合一；真理是一套道理，教会就分成。
So when the truth is one person and the church is united, when the truth is one theory, the truth will be divided.
所以耶稣讲的这个五个字是顶天立地的宣告：我就是真理，把人类几千年的哲学都推翻掉。
So when Jesus Christ said this five words, very powerful, I am the truth, is fighting against this all the philosophy and theory. And it's this very powerful pronouncement.
那么最后总结，就是律法和恩典什么关系？
So in conclusion, what's the relationship between law and grace?
都是什么话？
They all come from God's words.
都是什么要求？
And they're also the requirement of God.
而且耶稣下来没有废除律法，他是来我们帮助我们成全律法。
So when Jesus came down, he does not abandon the law. He's helping us to obey the law.
恩典不是让我们犯罪，恩典是让我们顺罪。
So grace is not allow us to sin; it's allow us to overcome the sin.
顺罪当然比知罪好嘛。
Overcoming sin is much better than just knowing the sin.
所以就是总结就是。靠着命中的耶稣的生命，行出明处摩西的律法。
So conclusion is rely on Jesus' life, we can live on Moses' law.
这是我们现在恩典时代，我们神的儿女所要追求的。
So this is what we're seeking for during the grace period, as a daughter and son of the God.
我们怎么对付罪？我们怎么对付世界？我们怎么对付老我？我们怎么对付撒旦
？So how can we fighting against the world, the all ourselves? How can we fighting against the Satan?
所以我们是靠着耶稣的生命，靠着耶稣的宝血。
Or we rely on Jesus' life, Jesus' blood.
来活出。摩西和律法
to live out Moses' law.
所以耶稣说成了，就这么成了。
And that's why Jesus say finish.
好，今天就是感恩节，我就跟大家分享这个什么是神的恩典。
So in this Thanksgiving season, I'm going to share with everybody what is God's grace.
无论我们的家去年碰到什么样的状况。有好的，可能有不顺利的，不要紧。
No matter what we face in the past year, maybe there's good or bad thing happening in our family, it doesn't matter.
你如果默想神所给我们的恩典，而且在座的大部分人已经接受了这个神的恩典，不得了的事情了。
So we think about that God's grace, and also among all of us, most people have received the grace, and that is amazing.
如果是能够讲恩典，90%不接受恩典。
But if we talk about grace, but if people does not receive the grace, and that does not work.
我们在座的人都是大部分已经受恩典了。
And most of us among us will have received the grace.
已经上那辆卡车了。
We can get on that truck already.
担子就会把担子放下来。
The key is to release those burdens.
然后到那个地方好好谢谢那个司机。
And then release being thankful for the truck driver.
这就是我们感恩吧，感恩节。
And that's what Thanksgiving is for.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Well, we are thankful for you.
因为你把这么大的救恩赐给我们。
And for your great salvation for us.
你的宝血实在是。
Your treasure's blood is very powerful.
我们谢谢你。
We are thankful.
我们不配。
We don't deserve it.
但是你自己的拣选
But because your selection
求主帮助我们
We ask for help
在恩典时代
in the grace period
无恩典的性情
with the grace character
活出恩典的生命
to live in a life full of grace
让众人看到这个教会充充满满有恩典有真理有耶稣基督的荣光
and let everybody see this church is full of grace for the life of Jesus Christ
我们谢谢你
we are thankful for you
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名
we pray in your name